Are there any changes to the board? Boone County Board of Supervisors, May 28th, 2019. Are there any changes to the tentative agenda?
It's too close to you.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Department heads and elected officials. Jerry Johnson, Des Moines County Auditor.
Good morning. Besides being busy in the office, we just want to show our great appreciation for the maintenance department for the lovely paint job that we now have. So refreshing and nice, and now it's just a matter of moving everything back into place, so. And then next comes the venting and the lights and the new ceiling, so we no longer have tiles all in all, hopefully.
That's where hard hats in there anymore.
No, so it's really looking nice, and we really appreciate it.
Thank you, Terry. Brian Carter, Secondary Roads.
Good morning. I think every time we get one of those little bursts of rain, we find something different, so. I think we had another small hole in the road, just a separated culvert this weekend, and a tree that went across, and just some minor stuff like that that just kind of adds to it. And then this morning, I think there was a burst of rain up north of Burlington, and so we had up north of Kingston where we have that retaining wall, gabion basket wall that we put in, that, you know, could have been a lot bigger, but the feds wouldn't pay for any more. That has slid a couple times from up top. That vertical's so high, and it slid again. Oh, I think the call was about 5 o'clock this morning, and slid down. And the retaining wall's fine. It's just that top slid, and so we had a motor grader out this morning early, about 6 o'clock on Highway 99, just rolling the mud back, and until it dries up, it's going to be a little greasy through there. But things are still showing up, and
next rain take the grease off.
Yeah, unfortunately, might bring more mud down with it. You don't know. There's kind of a mud slide right down the middle of it. So, but the retaining wall's still there. So the hillside in general is still there, and it's just what it is. So I don't know. It hasn't quit. There's still plenty of stuff to do, and we're still trying to get some stuff going, but. The guys are doing what they can.
You explained the engineering or the phenomena behind that sliding error to me once, two or three years ago. But if we don't have time to go through this, it's going to cost you.
A lot of it just has to do with being too wet.
Yeah.
So.
Thanks, Brian.
Yep.
Krista Pogemiller, Public Health.
Good morning. We're keeping busy over there. We just started our annual mosquito trapping, so we started that last week, and that'll run for 16 weeks. So other than that, nothing new to really report.
What are you checking for? What's that?
Aedes albopictus mosquito. Uh-huh. And what we're looking for is the mosquito that would carry those, Zika. So it would carry Zika as well as you know, various different mosquitoes that carry different diseases. So what we do is we trap them, we send them into the state, and they actually identify the mosquito, and then they're looking for the ones that could potentially carry this. Now we've not had any that have carried. We have trapped in the past those mosquitoes, but none of them have been carrying any of the viruses.
What kind of mosquito did you say that was?
Aedes albopictus.
Did you write it down that time?
Yeah.
No. She did.
Thank you, Krista. Grizzly Conservation.
It's had a big weekend, even though it was wet. Campgrounds were full. Everything was fine. We did have to post a water quality advisory at Big Hollow at the beach. We do weekly sampling from Memorial Day week all the way through the end of the summer, and our 1 week sample exceeded the limit for bacteria, which is no surprise with all this runoff that we're getting. And so we'll keep an eye on that, and every time there's a week that exceeds that limit, we'll post an advisory. I mean, it's bacteria gets in the water, it's the issue water bodies throughout the state get. You get a lot of runoff and you get nasty stuff in the water. And then this coming weekend, so Skunk River is still closed, obviously. It's coming up to 21, I think they're saying. So that's gonna stay closed for the foreseeable future. This weekend, we've got a neat event. It's National Trails Day. This is kind of spearheaded by the American Hiking Society. They're going for a world record, the number of people doing trail service projects nationwide on the same day. And so we're hosting an event starting at Stars Cave at 8 in the morning on Saturday. We're gonna go through the trails of Stars Cave and then head up the Flint River Trail, doing trail work along the way. Hikers and bikers, I think the Burlington Bike Club is gonna come out and join us. They're gonna take the bicycles up and do some work up through the Flint River Trail. And then everybody's gonna end the Big Hollow around lunchtime and we'll serve a lunch. So it should be fun. We got a bunch of things to do. And if nothing else, hopefully the weather will hold out for us. It'll be a nice opportunity to get out on the trails and bring the family out. And so that's our next big event coming up. Other than that, just trying to keep things clean and dry.
Good luck.
Yeah. So it'd be nice if we could catch a little gap of the, in the rain. So.
Good luck with that, too.
Yeah, thanks.
12 hours, go.
Right? Yeah.
Thanks, Chris.
Yeah.
Colin Gerst, IT.
Just keeping busy like always, but nothing really new to report, so.
Okay. Zach James, Land Use.
Morning. Fairly busy recently. A lot of people calling in about subdivisions and zoning permits. So a lot of activity. Haven't necessarily gotten a lot, but a lot of people asking questions. We do have a couple of subdivisions that have come in, just waiting on applications so we can get them out for review. We do have a zoning commission meeting tomorrow in our office at 5:30. We've been holding off because we have a couple full subdivisions that I have to go to the zoning commission, and we've got several home occupation permits that were kind of out there. We've been waiting to hold them at the same time as one of these subdivisions, but we just haven't got through all the subdivision stuff, so we decided just to go ahead and hold the meeting. So I'll have some home occupation stuff tomorrow. And we'll give them a quick update too about updating the ordinances this next fiscal year. We'll be working on that. I'm trying to think other than that. Oh, airport zoning. I talked to Bob a little bit after our board meeting. I need to get on the agenda, but maybe for next week. We have one of you guys appointed to be on, I'm not sure what they're calling, task force or something for the Southeast Iowa Airport, going through some zoning updates. County, City of Burlington, City of West Burlington, excuse me. So.
Well, keep that in mind, Mr. Chairman, whether you want it or you're going to let him have it.
I think the guy that's on the committee should be the one that does it. And that would be Mr. Beck, wouldn't it, Mr. Broder?
Not going there.
I'll let you guys figure that out. Hopefully it'll only
I do know one thing, we're not gonna arm wrestle for it.
No.
Hopefully it'll only be a couple meetings.
He's a state champ arm wrestler over there.
He's a state champ arm wrestler?
Back.
Some years ago.
Yeah, a lot of years ago.
I arm wrestled Mr. Beck maybe 40 years ago? 45?
45 years ago.
And my arm is still in one piece. I don't think it's ever healed up.
Still got shoulder problems.
Still got shoulder problems.
I was a little smarter than Tom on that. I didn't do it.
Thanks, Zach.
I think that's it.
Thank you. No correspondence. Did either of you gentlemen have any correspondence?
No. I don't think so, other than Melanie. Tell us our roads are no good. Carter's Rocks, bad gradation.
Okay, we will proceed to discussion and vote. We have a Class C liquor license for the Hy-Vee for the Messenger Wedding at the Barn on the Ridge.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes. We have an assignment of tax sale certificate similar to the ones we've been approving. Gentlemen, Byron Gashler, 14876 Washington Road, Lot 23, West Burlington, would like Des Moines County to assign over their interest in tax sale certificate number 18-0460 to him. His reason for purchase is for investment purposes. He is offering to pay 100% of all the delinquent taxes owing and currently payable on this parcel in the amount of $967, as well as the $10 assignment fee. Mr. Gashwer's purchased seven of these over the recent
same
weeks.
One,
and, yeah.
I asked about the sixth, yes. Seventh one.
Yes.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. For a low turnout today, must have been a long weekend.
Still partying. Sometimes it really feels good to get rid of a senior.
We had a birthday party this weekend for a 1-year-old granddaughter. They gave her a chocolate cake, and boy, was she a mess.
I bet. You didn't get into it?
Didn't get a chance.
It was fun watching.
And we have a closed session. Personnel meeting per Iowa Code 21-5, paragraph 1, subparagraph I. Get a motion to go into closed session.
Move to go into closed session.
Second.
Terry?
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Don't your people run off?
Just like you got them. Exactly.
And I only have my license for like 2 weeks.
Terry?
Oops. Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carey?
Yeah.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. I forgot my pen, excuse me. Okay, we have a resolution approving early retirement HRA plan. Resolution amending early retiree health reimbursement account plan. Whereas the county has established an early retiree health reimbursement account plan, a plan that provides specific benefits to employees of the county who retire. Whereas the county has determined it wants to temporarily expand the scope of benefits it offers pursuant to the plan for long-term employees of the county, specifically sheriff deputies who retire. Now therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Supervisors of and for Des Moines County, Iowa, that it has been determined that it is in the best interest of the public, the county, and its employees to amend the plan to provide for a one-time benefit offering that will be in effect from the date this resolution is approved through December 31st, 2019, to add a second classification of employees composed of any full-time sheriff deputies with 32 or more years of service with the county, who upon retirement will be entitled to receive from the county 4 months of insurance premiums pursuant to the plan. Be it further resolved that the chairman of the Board of Supervisors, acting on behalf of the Board of Directors, be authorized and directed to sign updated plan documents to effectuate the same.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. We have a resolution approving retirement separation, resolution approving a retirement separation agreement and release. Resolution approving retirement separation agreement and release. Whereas Charles R. Thompson has been employed by the county as a deputy sheriff. Whereas the county and Thompson have agreed that Thompson is eligible to retire from his employment with the county. Whereas the county and Thompson have entered into a retirement separation agreement and release due to the unique confidential circumstances related to his retirement. Whereas the county, being fully informed of the terms of the retirement separation agreement and release, finds it in the best interest of the county to approve the retirement separation agreement and release and accept Thompson's retirement. Now therefore be it resolved by the Board of Supervisors of and for Des Moines County, Iowa, that the retirement separation agreement and release between Thompson and the county dated May 28th, 2019 is approved. Be it further resolved that the chairman of the Board of Supervisors acting on behalf of the Board of Directors be authorized and directed to sign said retirement and separation agreement and release.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. We have personnel actions. We have one personnel action, conservation. We have Jessica Faye Johnson, part-time day hire. New rate, $12.50 an hour.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. Personnel action with the county attorney, Ryan McCord, an assistant county attorney, a new hire effective date April 10th, 2019, at the rate of $70,000 a year.
That's June the 10th, Thomas.
Did I say June? Okay. June the 10th. Six.
Can't read today.
You said April.
Did I? Well, I started out in May, so I was heading in the wrong direction.
I moved to approve.
Well, he's late for work.
I moved to approve it the right way.
In June?
I'll second that.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. It's a good thing the county attorney isn't here.
Yeah.
It's raining on me.
Yeah, you'll probably be in jail tomorrow.
And we have a personnel action from the Sheriff's Office. Charles Robert Thompson, Deputy Sheriff, retirement.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. We have minutes for the regular meeting of May 21st, 2019.
Second.
Terry?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. Any other business?
I have none.
I have none. Future engine. Go ahead.
Other than that airport thing, no.
You got your heart set on that, don't you?
Yeah.
I think we have a volunteer. Future agenda items.
I don't mind working with those people. They're great people.
They are. Can't have fun here then. I'm not showing up.
Yeah.
Oh, I should mention, it's not really a future agenda item yet, but we are out for bid right now on the Pleasant Grove Road, little short piece of concrete, so obviously eventually we'll do a bid opening and the report and all that, but I'd like to give you a heads up, but we did go ahead and mail out bid packages, so.
I'm gonna assume that if you had heard anything from the Corps of Engineers about the Pleasant Grove Bridge.
No, actually, it's a bad assumption that the way this morning went, that wasn't on my brain, but I did hear from, well, I communicated with them, they called me back eventually, and I guess closer is the right way to say it. They have now, the guy at the Corps wouldn't go on official record, but he basically said that everything looks good to them now. But they've now sent all their stuff off to SHPO, and they have to get clearances back from SHPO before they can then continue their process. And there was no, I talked to him, I've talked to the DOT, I tried to accelerate that, I tried to go get my SHPO stuff, because we had our reports, I had my reports for over a year now to do the SHPO part of it. The problem is that a local entity can't just get a hold of SHPO and get a clearance. It's got to come from the state, it's got to come from the feds, it's got to come from somebody, but you can't do it. And I know that because when we did our Iowa City Road project, of course that was all locally funded for that grading project, I just kept the reports because I couldn't get a SHPO clearance because they don't play on our level, I guess. So we're finally to the point where now the Corps has taken our information and sent it on the SHPO. So now we wait, and he didn't know. He's like, hopefully 30 days, but that's not a guarantee. So, And then it's got to come back to them. They continue through their whatever is the remainder of their process, and we go from there. So we're definitely, there's a lot of stuff in the rearview mirror, but we're not there yet.
Well, so. Sounds like you're making progress.
Yeah.
I'm sure you'll keep in mind my my experiences are related with the Corps of Engineers. You don't do anything on an oral authorization from the Corps of Engineers because it doesn't exist.
No,
it
has to be written. We're looking for a piece of paper.
Yeah.
So,
thank you.
Yep.
Don't forget, next week is the Ride Bright ordinance.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Committee reports.
I did a regional planning meeting this week and ate pancakes, and we went to a memorial service, and I think that's good.
I had a community action. We went over personnel policies for the employee conduct and work rules and update. The state wanted us to update that, so that was quite a lengthy process, but it's more about people, a lot of harassment things, you know, that they look after, I guess, the state. With all the problems they had up there, so their stuff's coming downhill. And then I had an early childhood meeting. I was really disappointed in their budget this year. Second year in a row, Des Moines County Health, they didn't allot them any money for the. Krista, you want to tell them what you do for that program?
We do. So it's our home visitor program, and so what we do is we help moms, so prenatally or children up to 3 years of age, and we go in and we help them get resources. So this might be a mom who doesn't have transportation to go to prenatal visits, so we help them set that up. We help them set goals and try to attain those goals, and our goal is obviously to bring around, make sure that there's no lightweight births, and make sure that it's not premature labor, those type of things. Just really help them be healthy and get these babies a good start. And then once the child is born, we stay in the home, continue to help them set goals. For a lot of our folks, that means that, you know, maybe they don't have a job, maybe they don't know how to get child care, so we help them set those goals. And a lot of our folks graduate from our program get gainfully employed, are able to get kids into the next program, like the Head Start programs and those type of things, and just really helping them set those goals, get the resources, and then, you know, start off those kids very successfully, and hopefully that'll benefit later in life to where they, you know, they've got that start, because sometimes they just need that extra help for moms and the kids.
It's sad because we have DHS, we have a board member that's from DHS. DHS thinks they can do this whole thing. But you know, it takes a whole community to take care of all these kids. And I think we're getting cut short over here when, since we joined Henry County and Washington County, Des Moines County, Loisa County's been getting the short end of the deal. This is my feeling. I talked to Tasha about it. She's gonna send me a spreadsheet on the whole thing. I'm gonna sit down and go over it. Just because DHS here is doing this in the Burlington area does not mean that they're hitting everybody. And then when it gets down to transportation, they funded Washington's transportation. Of course, they asked for $16,700. They got $8,500, but they did fund half of it. Head Start Transportation and Community Action Southeast Iowa, what they do, which is a much bigger, broader area. We asked for the $82,000, which the $78,000, I think it was, I'd have to go back last year. It's they put it on hold to see what the state's gonna do. So there's no funding there for community action transportation. And they depend on that to get these kids down to these preschools, and it's sad. They're just dropping the community. So anyway, that's all I got. It's frustrating to even talk about it again.
Did you send them out to Regional Plain to have them transported?
Their buses won't do it. They gotta be special buses.
Yeah, you gotta have special buses for preschool.
Yep. Why, at the memorial service out at IEP, and then down here at the Memorial Auditorium yesterday morning for Memorial Day. And my wife and I, you guys heard me talk before about my friend who was a B-17 pilot in World War II, so they had a special national showing of a documentary. They discovered all this battle footage and from B-17s. So my wife and I went up to see that, because I've always, this guy didn't talk much about it, but I was always curious. His wife called me to get him off the roof once. He was cleaning the gutters when he was 92 years old. But anyway, I didn't realize that those planes flying over to Germany, the British bombed at night, we did during the day. They lost more people than the Marines did in the whole war.
Really?
There were 28,000 people killed flying those planes over there. They manufactured 12,000 of some of those planes. 5,000 of them went down.
That was, so is that going over the hump?
Well, they go from England to Germany. Anyway, of course, where they fly, that was before you had pressurized airplanes and heated anything. So they dress them as warm as you could in the 1940s, because it was 30 to 60 below up there. And they'd have to take off their oxygen mask and knock the ice out of them so that they could breathe. Anyway, It was interesting. I appreciate my friend more than ever. Public input. If anybody from the public would like to address the board, please stand up, give us your name and address for the record. Seeing no one rise, then I will adjourn.